Blog Talk Radio.
You know, life will sure take you through ups and downs, but you have to take the bitter with the sweet. You see, I've had my share of heartaches and pain, but I'm blessed to say that I'm still standing here strong. I've learned to find a lesson and happiness in every situation. My mama always told me, everything that looks good to you is not always good for you. Now, one more thing. Before you try to love someone, make sure you love yourself. I sure love me some me.
working hard all week just to get you here. I swear it really hurts me, almost brings me to a tear. All those sexy things you used to do, honey, you just don't do no more, which makes me wanna send you right back out of that door.
Doing Tony. I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. Waiting the rest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, April 13, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT. We are here, another Monday morning. And let's see, did we send out anything over the weekend, Ray? I'm sure we did.
I'm sure we did, too. Let me go back and look at it and find it real quick. Weekend update. Here we are, April 11 and 12. For the weekend, Saturday news, political analyst Waseed al-Hashimi confirmed on Saturday that the assignment of the new prime minister, Mustafa al-Kazemi, came with the blessing of the seven Shiite forces and with the blessings of the United States, indicating that al-Kazimi initiated negotiations to form a government. The biggest obstacle to the negotiations is the coronavirus crisis and the budget for this year. Hezbollah brigades have come out against al-Kazimi, saying he's backed by USA and designed to have American influence. They are sanctioning billboards in refusal of al-Kazimi, saying he will have a difficult task passing. And that was the updates in the forum.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Didn't we tweet out something? What was that?
Now, that didn't get in the forum. Some tweets that you sent out just with articles for folks to go read. Let's see. Which actually was that one article that you sent out. That's what I just read in the updates. I just paraphrased it for folks who had not read the entire article. And let's see. That was the one about, yeah, al-Kazimi began negotiations to form a government after an American green light. So you sent that article out on April 11th, which was Saturday. And
all
then
right.
you did
so
one on April 12th, more to excite your day. Then you sent that one out on the 12th,
right.
which was yesterday. And I didn't get that article posted in the forum. But
all right, it just says the designated prime minister of Iraq is accepted by America and Iran. So it was just so you guys can
cool.
get some of this stuff in black and white so you can read it and understand it for yourself, not just necessarily everything that we say. You can see they're putting it out also. All right. Good news is, they say they're going to have a new government in 10 days. And because everybody is accepting him, well, except for some of the militia and one of the groups saying that he is backed by the U.S. But again, they don't have a vote. So right now what it looks like, everybody's accepting him because he's promising everybody everything that they want. Everybody except for Hezbollah, which is losing two ministers, the rest of them are getting the ministerial positions they want, the people that they want. So, and the fact that this is their last opportunity to choose somebody, it looks like it's going to go through. Now, the only bad thing through all of this, if we want to call it bad, is if all the groups are getting what they want, it means the people aren't getting what they want. That's the bottom line. Even though he's saying he's doing everything for the people, it's going to be a people's government, people reform, everything else. The people aren't getting the young, intellectual, technical people who they wanted to be part of the government because these groups are picking people who are going to continue to think the same way they do. But we did a government. So we need that to operate. We talked about that on the last call, that this was something that needed to happen. The U.S., Iran, was going to have to agree to disagree or agree to give up something to get something. And I said the U.S. was going to have to agree to give up this position like they had, prime minister, and use option B to come back and get them. And it looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. They're saying, okay, form the government because we got to have it. We're at that point. We have to have it because we have to have the budget because life has to go on based on what's going on right now. So the budget within 10 days. We should see, not the budget, but the government. I sent out yesterday about the oil agreement, that they agreed to reduce it by 10 million barrels a day. which should take the price of oil back up. I don't know about you guys, but Friday night I bought oil for $2.69 a gallon. Saturday night. I bought oil for $2.69 a gallon. Sunday morning, I drove past the same gas station, and gas was $2.99 a gallon. And I'm sure I mentioned to you that as soon as there was an agreement, we were going to see the price go back up. And it wasn't going to take a long time to do that. And we saw it practically overnight, and as it continues to climb, which they're already negotiating on the price for June. We need that price to go back up. It's going to go back up, but not just on the agreement. You know, the agreement was half of the problem, so it's half of the solution. The other half of the problem was the virus, and unfortunately, it's the other half of the solution to get us back to where we were. So what are they talking about today and before? They're talking about putting out an emergency budget to get the bills paid, to get the salaries paid, everything else, at no less than $30, even emergency budget. They're talking about the original budget, and I can send you guys out the article again. This thing was based on $56, not $40, what we thought today. They're saying $56. Because oil was at $56, and they thought there was going to be a surplus. So they're looking at doing a budget of $30 and having a surplus. Now, we don't know if this is an all-inclusive budget or just emergency budget, because they're putting out both of them. But they do want one or the other completed during the month of May, if not the 1st of May. And then they'll come out with the budget. Our question is, which one is the RV going to be in, right? The emergency budget, or do we have to wait for the actual budget for the investment opportunities, the jobs, and everything else to see the revalue price come out in? We know their economy is hurting, and they're saying they need this budget. They need the price of oil, but we also need coronavirus to go away. And we just don't know the moment that that's going to happen. But other than that, we needed four things. We needed Russia, OPEC, price of oil. We got that done. We needed a new prime minister. The consensus is it's going to be done and announced in 10 days, as long as things keep going the way they are, which is him giving everybody everything they want. If not, as without it. We needed the budget to be done, and that's all we're hearing them talk about right now, the emergency budget versus their regular budget. Which one are they going to try and push through? And that's going to be based on the price of oil. We already know that. And we need the virus to go away, because that's the other part. The virus, China, the global impact of imports. Everybody's not doing business as usual. We need everybody to go back to business as usual for the prices rates that we really want to see to come out. So those are the four things we're looking for, we're hearing about. We already know, and I know you guys know you're tracking it, our government wants to go back to business on the 1st of May. But we also know our government doesn't determine when the virus goes away and when it doesn't. There's a lot of controversy about that, and we'll see what happens. And even if we go back to business as usual in parts of the country, that doesn't mean the whole world does that. And we need the whole world to do that in order for imports, exports, business, currency exchanges to go back to where they were. So that's what we're looking for. Still a good day, still good news, because things are moving forward. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. First question is from Beethoven. Why are the other countries? Yes. why are the other countries, most notably for, is that the U.S.? For something Vietnam, I guess most notably for us in Vietnam or U.S. Vietnam. Anyway, apparently silent regarding reading when the RV will occur in the myriad postponements. So I guess it's why are the other countries, most notably Vietnam, silent regarding the RV and when it will occur?
Because they aren't part of the leadership group that put it together or that are directing it to happen. And they're happy to be a part of it. That's why. They don't have any say-so of when, what, where, or how. They're just part of it. They don't have any vetoes, any let's go. Remember, this was put together by the U.S. and the U.K. Or to be specific, Bush and Blair put this plan together. We're just controlling it. All right.
Secondly, Iraq printed new notes. What about Vietnam? The silence is deafening.
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything. They haven't put any new notes out there. So we're going to see what happens. Don't mean they haven't. Just mean they aren't broadcasting it yet or telling us.
All right. Jim and KC says, Iraq and Iran need money. Iran might go along with a new PM this time, but they don't want the new budget to be passed as is because of the money restrictions that would be implemented. Number one, do you and your Iraqi sources expect the next real fight will be about delaying parts of the new budget, including not cutting off the auctions or implementing the money-related restrictions?
Okay. So the fight has always been about the auctions. It's always been about the new rules. Iran doesn't want those new rules. You're absolutely right. And they wanted a prime minister who would agree to the seven things that they wanted. And that was leaving the borders open. That was still continuing the auction. That was still letting their companies operate. I can't remember the whole list, but it was seven things. So, yes, there is. And that's been what the fight has been about the whole time, as far as getting the budget through and getting the right people in there to either pass it or change it. So can that be the next fight, still getting those laws passed? Yep. But is the economy in such bad shape or so dire right now, they're going to say the U.S. gave up on the prime minister and the people. We're going to have to give up on that, and everybody's going to have to figure out a new way. They're going to have to figure out a new way of doing it, and we're going to have to figure out a new way of catching them doing it. But, yes, that is going to happen. But you got to look at where their economy is now. It's sink or swim, or it's lose a battle to win the war. How are you guys going to look at it? It's you got to give up some to get some, because that's what they have to do. And they're deciding right now exactly what portions they are able to give up and still survive. Now, all of this, the whole fight with Iraq and Iran, could be contingent upon, you know, are they trying to make a side deal with the U.S.? We don't know about. Are they going to do something with these sanctions, along with the medical, which they're trying to get done, that would give them relief and they can give up something over here? So a lot of things could still happen. The biggest one is Iraq going to finally decide to stand up for themselves versus letting their country die or their citizens die just to satisfy Iran or to keep a couple rich people happy. That's the choices that are going to have to be made. All right, what's next?
Second question, would the rate change and RV take place only after oil reaches at least $30 per barrel?
That's their goal for 30. I think it would have to be at 40 to change it, which could happen. Real rapidly, but that's what I think we'll see probably by the end of this month. Especially if things go back, it should happen real fast. But yes, at least 30, and that's what they're saying, the emergency budget, 30.
Okay. Beta is next, and she's making sure that we are aware that this is a question from one that listens but not a member yet. So it's not from her. Message for Ray and Tony. I spoke with someone who has gotten their $1,200 check, and they know someone who received notice that their direct deposit check will be coming Wednesday. Here's the question. Wasn't this money coming from the RV, and where did it come from already?
Okay. No, this money was not coming from the RV. It has nothing to do with the RV. I don't care what some other idiots over there telling you guys, all this stimulus money is RV money and it was planned. Now, RV takes place. They are going to reduce the budget. But this was not part of the RV plan or anything else, guys. This money is coming from what I've been trying to tell you guys for years, unfortunately, and that is the fact that the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve are running the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world. Because it's a Ponzi scheme. But anyway, it's why I've been telling you guys who've been on here for a while that I wasn't mad at Bernie Madoff at all, because I'm still not mad at him. Because he was doing the exact same thing the banks do every day. They do it every day. The Treasury now. The difference is the U.S. Treasury or Federal Reserve, they print money to pass it out. But right now, nobody's getting printed money, are we? We're getting just what I told you that the RV is going to be. Digits on a screen. They can create digits whenever they want. Think about this for a minute, guys. Bernie Sanders ran around the country saying, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this. What's her name? Elizabeth Warren. I want to see this program, that program. Everybody tell them, hey, great idea, great programs. We would love to do all this for the world. But the problem is we don't have the money. We don't have the $300 billion that your program would cost. We don't have the $500 billion that your program would cost. But look, 2 months later, 3 months later, they come up with $2 trillion. Out of thin air. Oh, we just had this extra $2 trillion just sitting over here doing nothing that we're going to put into the economy. Where do you guys think that $2 trillion came from? Right now, the Senate is sitting around Congress saying, hey, we need to put another $250 billion in. Where do you guys think that's going to come from? If they had no money, we were already at $19 trillion. I don't know if you guys follow this or not. Since Trump has been in office, or this administration, I should blame it on him, our deficit has gone up another $6 trillion, more than it has in any administration. Where does that come from? Digits on a screen. They print it. It's a Ponzi scheme. It can always come up. You guys are concerned about the RV itself. And for years, I've been telling you the exact same thing. Where's all this money going to come from? It's digits on a screen. You are never, never going to have $10 million sitting in your living room, $100 million sitting in your living room. We got guys who are going to be billionaires that they're never going to see that money. You're never going to spend that money. You're never going to have it in your hand. It's going to be digits on a screen. That's why they're trying to get us to be a cashless society. Credit cards, debit cards, electronic on computers. But they never have to come up with the money. That's just how it works. I mean, that's the reality, and people just don't want to know it. I don't know about you guys, but I rarely ever have money in my pocket anymore. I may have a couple $100. I may have a couple $1,000. But what I do have, every single day I walk out of here, is no less than 6 cards in my pocket where I know I got money. 6 of them. Where I can, that's what society is now. That's where they're trying to get everybody, and then they can control it. That's where the stimulus money has come from. Because if people are getting money today or getting ready to start getting from IRS as of the 9th, they're depositing it right into their accounts. They're not sending you cash money. They're sending out paper checks you're taking to the bank and getting the money deposited into your account. Nobody's getting cash money in their hand because it doesn't work like that anymore. So, no, the $1,200 was not part of the RV. If it was part of the RV, it would have had to wait until the RV happened in order to use it. But it's being made available now. All right, what's next? Go ahead.
Sunstar says, number one, is there a minimum amount of currency, fields, and coins that have to be released in the general public or the market to kickstart the revaluation in Iraq?
Not that I know of, because they're doing it all digital. Again, that's why they're trying to get everybody on the MasterCard, all their salaries, payments, trying to get them to use the K cards in the market so they don't have to put out a lot of cash. They can flip the switch. Everybody has the new rate on their card instantly. The money's been changed, and everybody's happy. What's next?
All right. True Forever says, now that seemingly all is lining up and going the right direction, do you think that we could be in the bank like now through the end of this month?
No, I don't. No, because again, first of all, we still got to have a prime minister. He said 10 days. That still has to happen, guys. I don't care what they're telling you. CBI is doing nothing. Right now, the dinar is going down. Down in their own marketplace, on the street. There hasn't been an auction since the 16th of March. What's the date? 26? Yeah, I think since the 16th of March. Or the 26th of March. Wait, I might be confused. One of them. Anyway, they haven't been auctioning any cash at all. Every day they're fighting the exchange rate of the dinar in Iraq because it's going, when I say down, it's worth less because it's actually going up from 1200 to 1260 to 1290. It's going in the wrong direction. So how these guys tell you the RVs tomorrow, RVs today? Somebody sent me something right now talking about Fleming said it started this morning. We're going to see it this evening. He's an idiot. Even putting it out there. Sorry, but it is. And constantly keep doing that, and it constantly keeps not happening because it can't happen. We know they need a budget for it to happen. Even if they have the emergency budget, it hasn't happened yet. So how are we going to have a RV tomorrow or tonight or this evening? Doesn't make sense to anybody who got any sense. But anyway, let's go. What's next?
Mo Eagle says, it sure would be a good time to RV the dinar to our dollar at a 1-to-1 when oil hits $30 or $40 and then climb in value to its expected $3.24 gents are better as the oil goes back up. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if it's not returned to value like the original plan was, it's not going to go up. At 1-to-1, it's not going to be the kind of thing that investors or hedge funds and everybody see as spiking to what the plan would be. I don't think there's enough value 1-to-1 to get the investors excited as they would have at 3 or 4-to-1, knowing everybody's jumping in. I don't think the price of oil would be there to even justify that. Now, we know what the plan is and always has been. And I've been telling you guys for 10, 11 years, the plan is 1-to-1 in-country. So they have an in-country plan and an international plan. So in order for it to be 1-to-1 in-country, it's going to have to be the 361 international, because that's what the foundation was built on. In order for it to be a dollar international, it would have to come out about 30 cents in country. And they're not going to do that because it's going to be too hard of a climb getting back up to where they need to be. They have to come out just like Kuwait did with that impact statement, that plan, and ready to go so the growth can go up. And so that all the people, and remember this, the Paris Agreement and the agreement that they made with Iraq, everybody who forgave them all this money, 80% of their debt, everybody who has loaned them all this money, IMF, World Bank, everybody who came in as investors already was all based on a 361 exchange rate. If not, they wouldn't have done it, and they won't do it, because it's a third of what the plan was. They're not going to do that. Okay, what's next?
Next is live individuals, 404 area code. You're up.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continuing helping connect the dots here. I was intrigued. You mentioned it several times, Tony, in your monologue and explanation on other questions about this 10-day comment that Kazemi had made. Of course, I keep looking at it. When was the start point for that? Because we just saw the commentary to that effect was starting to surface today, which if that were the case, it would put it to Ramadan Day. Or are they saying that he had that in mind when he accepted it, in which case we've got, you know, 3 days or more off of that 10-day countdown, and it could be sometime this week. Has anyone given you any kind of feeling for that? Obviously, I'm starting to get to be a date person. I just want to know, when is this going to happen? You've told us the rate for years. I can deal with that, plus or minus, whatever. I want the date. So, and I was trying to figure that one out. Any insight on that?
I don't have the actual date to do that for you. But what I know of today, it says as of today, he's having meetings. And he plans to present it in the next 10 days. So I'm starting my 10-day count today.
Today? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that puts it at being Ramadan. And the question here is, are they going to, you know, the mentality here of will they get it done so that they then go into Ramadan? Because that starts the evening of the 23rd. Or is it the thing of, oh, we can't do that with Ramadan, and then, you know, they start to be the typical Iraqi sort of actions? That's my concern. What say you?
Okay. I say that they would do business as usual, like they do every Ramadan. They usually work in the evenings at night, a couple hours, instead of during the day. The only thing they're not doing is eating. I mean, you know, they're starving themselves and traveling, and none of that's going to be
although
the same.
They may be changing that this
here.
Year, Tony, if you read that. They may be changing some of that in the water because of the COVID-19, that they're saying
that's
they don't
right.
want their people. So they're seeing some changes on their religious observations, similar to what we Christians saw yesterday with Easter. So all of this is interesting.
They are going to do that, and they're talking about having all their meetings as virtual meetings, just like everybody else. So it's not going to stop them from doing anything or taking their count. So I don't see that. And because of the situation, I don't see them saying, we're just going to shut down for another month. We just shut everybody down because of the virus. We'll just add another month, not do anything while our economy is all collapsing around us. I don't think we're going to see that happen. So I don't look at Ramadan getting involved at all. You guys got to remember, a week ago, they put out and they said they planned on having this done and having a budget in place by the middle of May. They already are planning the middle of May because they know if it took him to his date, the 9th of May or before, because that's what he has 30 days, to the 9th of May, then they still got to get out the emergency budget or the budget right after that. So they're looking at the middle of May, the first part of June. That hasn't changed. I don't think it's going to change.
He might surprise us. I'm always a Pollyanna. He might surprise us. If he does something and does things, you know, gets his government in play by the Ramadan day, and they get the emergency budget passed in there, like you say, they work somewhat during Ramadan. Who knows? We may see something by the end of April. Early May, not mid-May. So who knows? But like I say, I'm turning into a date person after all these years. You know, well, whatever. So, but we know 10 days from whenever you tell us is the start point for this, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. So we're relying on you to give us the start time for that so we can count our 10 days on that one. So, and again, appreciate it. Thank you ever
okay,
so much.
Okay, thank you.
Take
and
care.
Guys,
have a great one.
They
say,
all right. They have a time frame. They have dates. They have things they're trying to accomplish. And, yeah, it could happen tomorrow if it needed to. They could cut it in 4 days and say, let's do the vote. They have to put it in. The President of the Republic has to approve it, has the session. I mean, they've done nothing overnight like that. Anybody could agree to. They could do it in 72 hours. But when they're putting a time frame out there, saying, well, we're still negotiating on this person, that person. We're still negotiating on, you know, now we want to change what laws he's going to pass or he's not going to pass. So they're still negotiating. And nothing's going to happen while they're negotiating because he's not the true leader yet. So until after that vote takes place and they announce him as the new prime minister, absolutely nothing's going to happen. Everything's on hold. Their economy's on hold. The dinar keeps going down. Why do these idiots keep telling you guys CBI is going to change the rate tomorrow, next day? No, they're not. I mean, let's just use common sense. Justify it. If their economy's going down, if the price of oil is going down, oil is 90% of their revenue, they don't have a plan, how can they justify changing the rate of the dinar? They can't. Yeah. Can all that change in the next 10, 20 days? Yes, if all agreement is there. If the economy opens back up, man, that's a sure sign. If they have a new prime minister, which they can have in 10 days, they can go and pass the budget. So everything could happen within 30 days. Everything can't happen within 30 hours. That's not realistic. All right, what's next?
All right, next caller, 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How you guys
hey there.
Doing?
I'm fantastic.
I am super fantastic. How are you?
Degree.
I'm good. Can't complain. Nice day here today. Nice
weather. Well, you usually complain, so what's different about today?
Don't get started. Let me ask my questions, please. Okay, I have a few questions today. So, my first question is, I may have about three of them. So if I can get through these without you guys just making me
this
laugh.
This is two question Monday.
Okay.
When did that rule come in? Today? Just now? Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Mr. Tony, now I know when in your introduction you were saying that, you know, it seemed like everyone is agreeing, except they still don't know how the people are going to take this. So are there no articles or any kind of information coming out about how the people are feeling about, you know, who they've chosen already?
Oh, the people already didn't want it. But they haven't wanted any of the three people that they chose. But they don't really have a vote. Now, afterwards, and what they're anticipating is just as soon as the coronavirus episode is over, the people are going to be back in the street protesting. But guess what? As long as they have an operating government right then, they don't care. They can still make changes, but they can operate. They can do the budget. They can give people money. They can pass the laws. They can do the other things that the people want and hope that makes them happy until they wait until the year is over for the elections. And that's their plan right now. We can give them everything except removing the corruption Iran and then tell them to go vote in a year.
Okay.
And they can change all that.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so my next question is, I know you said one of the budgets that they're going to have to put out, we don't know if it's going to be the emergency budget or the original budget. But does it matter, depending on whichever one they put out, what would we base it on to determine how long it would take the next budget to come out? Would that be because of the oil or the coronavirus or what? Do we know?
No.
Or do you have an opinion? Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're telling you. They're saying right now, if we just do the emergency budget, we won't do the regular budget until 2021, so next year.
Oh.
If we just do an emergency budget, that's it for this year. We're not going to do two budgets. So the next one will come out, and it'll have everything in it that you wanted, and they'll justify it by saying they don't think the price of oil is going to come back that fast. They don't think the global economy is going to come back and people are going to start purchasing, importing, exporting like they did. They think it may take the rest of the year to do that. Now,
okay.
If they don't put it in the emergency budget, they could still, if the rate is there, like I said, $30 or more, $40, and, you know, they can justify putting the RV in the emergency budget. They can change the rate, have a whole lot of money left. And next year, give the people everything they want. That could happen. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay. So my question was going to be, if they are planning already negotiations for the oil price for June already, and the government is not seated, and we know that's supposed to be within 10 days, would June be a good date for us to expect something to change? And what we're looking for, because it seemed like everything would line up around that time, because they haven't, I guess you would say, determined what an oil price is yet for June. And we're already, coming into, April to finish up, but May, they still haven't done everything they need to do. So would June be looking pretty good?
June is looking good, but they can change the rate in May, because once they've made the agreement, okay, it's 10 million barrels a day. This is what we're going to have. They're going to come out next week or sometime with the price of oil for June right now, before the end of the month. They're going to know what the price is going to be, and they're going to know not what it's going to be for June, but now we have a three-year agreement. This is what we're doing, and they'll have it projected out through the whole year from that point on, because then that part is done. They don't have to worry about that anymore, unless something else happens in the world, you know. So I'm saying they don't have until June.
Right. So, but the 10 days for them to finish the, voting those people in, that would be, you said, close to in May, right?
Well, today's the 13th.
Well,
today's the 13th.
Well,
10 days is the 23rd.
About the 23rd. So okay.
Now
okay,
that's what
well,
they're saying. They're saying they're gonna do it within 10 days. He has all the way up until May the 9th to do it, but he's saying he's gonna have it done in the next 10 days.
Okay, my last question is, there was an article, and I don't know if you read it or not or seen it, where it was saying that the Iraqi Dana is falling apart. Did you see that one? Have you read that one?
I've seen some, yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there was a part in there where it was saying, this one sentence said that, and this was according to the official, that there are daily discussions to reach a roadmap that enables the country to maintain an acceptable exchange secret of the dinar against the dollar. So in dinar terminology, what does exchange secret mean? What does that mean? What are they trying to say? Because I'm going to let you explain that to me, because I'm like, what the, what? Okay, so I'm going to
hurry. Because that is what it said, yes. It's an exchange secret. Okay. So,
I was like, what the hell? And I was
like, we don't really want y'all to know. Yes, I did read that. And that is exactly what it says, an exchange secret. So,
like, what in the world does that mean? Maybe I'm misunderstanding something. I need to ask Tony, am I seeing this right? Okay. Well, all right.
Well, it says a roadmap to it. So a way to get to the exchange secret that we've been holding, which we all know because we're all part of it.
Part of it, right.
They're
going
to develop the roadmap to get there now. They were going to be there last year before, but now, and a roadmap is simply what are the steps we need to take to make this happen now.
To get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's all this discussion. How we can make this happen. But I told you guys the four things that need to happen to make it happen. They're working on it themselves, how to make those things happen, and what's the deadline we can set for it. But nobody's going to know, guys. I mean, they're not. I can tell you this. Okay, we know the oil price. I already said the government, everything else. Our hardest thing right now in there is we don't know when the countries are going to open up. Nobody can set that date. I know we're trying to set that date and say the 1st of May, we're going to open the country back up. Everybody's going to go back to work. But we don't know that. The rest of the world doesn't know that. Other countries have already gone back to work. And if you guys are paying attention, their numbers started climbing back up yesterday. So that didn't really work yet. So they didn't stay far enough. People have different things here in our own country. You know, Trump is saying 1 May he want to open it up. His medical people are saying, no, we can't say that. Then he comes out and says, hey, I'm discussing it with the governors. Everybody may do something different. Then how does that work? How does New York keep their banks closed and L.A. open theirs up? Or Florida says 2 hours and Texas say we're not doing it at all, and we still have an RV across the country. That doesn't work.
Yep.
It's going to have to be when everybody opens up. And I'm not saying it's Trump's fault. I didn't say that. I'm just saying you can't set a date because we don't know when this is going to happen. We know we can do the first three things, and they can be done, and say as soon as the globe opens back up, now we're ready to do it. Because it's in a global event. It's not a U.S. event. So that's what we're looking for. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for your answers. And you and Ray, y'all are doing a great job. And I hope and pray that we do see this thing at least by summer. I'm ready. So, all right.
You and me
thank
both.
You. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. You too. Thanks.
916 area code, you are on.
I apologize. I put my hand down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
269 area code. You are on. 269-762. All right. 310 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes, sir. Good morning and good afternoon. Long time listener, first time caller.
Okay.
Okay. And I wanted to know, this is, I don't know if you know this, but the Fed, the Federal Reserve has been merged into the Treasury. And
okay.
Go ahead.
I got to see what "and" is first.
Well, it has already merged into the Treasury. And Jerome Powell answers to Steve Mnuchin. And Steve Mnuchin answers to the president. So the Federal Reserve has been snatched out of the Rothschild's hands. The fiat system is imploding. And it's really interesting that the president talks about pent-up demand. He talks about pent-up demand. And then I thought about it. We've been waiting for this to crack. So when the economy is opened back up, and more than, because the next phase of this will be the currencies. So when this cracks, currency holders, if we've already exchanged, because we're moving to a gold standard, we are transitioning. Debt is being canceled around the world, whether you realize it or not. Italy has actually suspended all mortgages. And I could give you some information if you want to go check and see for yourself. Because
I read... Excuse me, miss, but this is a Q&A call.
Yeah, it's a Q&A call. But it's also
So far you've just been giving us information that we didn't ask for.
But
what's your question of us?
Is it important or is it not?
No,
okay.
Our call is not for you to give us information.
Okay. Well, you
gave
me some information. You said the Iran deal was a great deal. You said it was a great deal, the Iran deal, right? And I want to know, what is great about money laundering U.S. taxpayer dollars?
Okay. You still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. So let's go through a couple of things. So with the last comment, the Iran deal, I don't know which Iran deal you're referring to. The nuclear deal?
I'm talking about the fake nuclear deal.
Okay. The nuclear deal. Everybody agreed on the U.S. and its allies was a livable deal. It had nothing to do with laundering U.S. dollars or anything else. And Trump did away with it, I think, because he didn't believe they were living up to the deal, first of all. He thought they were doing something sneaky and against the deal. Second of all, he wanted to try and get a better deal. Now, not that it was a bad deal to me, because we wouldn't have never agreed on it, much less all of our allies agreed on it, with something we all could live with. So that's beside the point, because it has nothing to do with the RV, except for the sanctions. Now, the sanctions that were put on Iran is what caused them to go into Iraq and do what they're doing today. when those sanctions weren't on Iran, they weren't trying to take over the country. They weren't trying to take over the government. They weren't laundering money through Iraq until after the sanctions were put on them. The reason they're doing it is because of the sanctions, and it's the only way they can survive. So that's where that whole thing comes from, and why we've been fighting this battle for 10 years that George Bush wasn't fighting when he put this together and said it's going to be in no time, because it was going to be, because that obstacle wasn't there when this plan was put together. If it wasn't there, Iraq could have had their government a long time ago. We could have had this revaluation a long time ago. The issue is Iran fighting in there to take control, and they're only doing it because it's the only way they can survive because of the sanctions that were put on them after the fact. So that's where Iran is at. As far as the federal government or the Treasury taking over the Federal Reserve, I defy you or anybody else to show me one document, to show me one instance where that has occurred, because it has not. I don't care what people are telling you, the Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government, is not part of the United States Treasury, and will not be. There are people out there telling you that when this RV happens, that they're going to do away with the IRS, they're going to do away with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve owns over 30% of 120 countries' central banks. So who are they going to let do away with them? Which country, when they're involved in all of them, is going to do away with them? The Federal Reserve took the power from the Treasury, and now the Treasury is going to take it back under a different administration every 4 years or 8 years. That's not reality. Debt is not being wiped out, as you say, in Italy or anywhere else at this moment. It is being suspended. It is being suspended until such time as the crisis is over or put on the back of people's loans. Nobody's debt is being wiped out because of this. Nobody is getting a free ride from this. Even the loans that you are getting are mortgaged on your future tax payments. It's not free money. So people are not understanding what's going on. There's a reason for everything. If you know the reason, then it makes sense. If you don't, then it just won't. So I don't know what people are telling you. We're here today, right now, because of the fight that we're having with Iran, and Iraq is stuck in the middle of it. And because of that reason, we can't get what we've been waiting for. It really has nothing to do with Iraq. We've had control of Iraq. We installed Iraq's initial government, everything else. But then we put the sanctions on, and that's when Iran got involved. That's when they tried to take over their government. That's when they tried to take over their banking system, because they're human beings just like you and me. And when I get starved, I get hungry, I get pushed in a corner, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to survive, and that's what they're doing. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, because I don't know the complete nuclear deal. And maybe Trump knew something we didn't know. I don't care. I mean, I do care, because it dissolves a lot of relationships with our allies. But the bottom line is, that's why we are here, right, wrong, or indifferent, is because Iran is trying to survive, and that's the only way they see to survive is through Iraq. That's why they asked the sanctions to be moved. That's why they went to the IMF, the World Bank, and said, hey, during this corona crisis, the U.S. needs to remove the sanctions, because we're starving to death. Our people are dying, because it opens up everything else. They can go back to business. And that's what they're trying to get. Then they don't need Iraq. I mean, they probably use them, but they don't need them. They don't need to control them, because now they can go back to doing business with every country on their own. Not only that, but their currency is on the list at the bank to revalue itself. So we don't have to play all these games. But that's not going to happen. So in the last call, I told you guys, somebody's going to have to give in, which we did, said, okay, take that. We'll get you with plan B. We're going to let the economy go because it's affecting the world economy, and we'll get you in the back door, and that's what the U.S. plans to do right now. So
I appreciate your breakdown.
I answered that. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate your breakdown. Trust the plan. Where we go one, we go all. You have a great
day. That's
break.
Right. All right. Thank
all right, thank you.
You.
Yeah, thank
you. Okay, 610. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
G-Man, you about
Tony.
To be my favorite person, man. You know that?
I hear you. All right. It's a short version today, Tony, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have sent donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Ray, Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right,
all right,
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate
that.
You're welcome.
708 area code, you are on.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Hi there.
Fantabulous.
Super
fantastic. How are you?
Nth degree.
I'm fantastic. Thank you for taking my question, and I appreciate all the information that you've given thus far today. I completely forgot my question because I totally spaced out. I'm sorry. I'm like, you see, and I forgot I had my hand up, so I'm very, very sorry. You can go to the next person.
Okay.
That's okay,
thank
though.
You.
Come
thank
back
you.
Later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Nine, let me see. Is this a work? 978. You're on.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How
and good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
This is Vanessa calling from sunny Florida. How are you?
Hey there, stranger.
All right. It's been a while. I am calling to report some things from a couple of local banks in New York and actually in Florida, and kind of in support of that first-time caller that spoke a couple calls ago. just to kind of touch on the point about the banks and their role in debt forgiveness. First of all, a little brief scare we had when I got word from a friend here in Florida that her dear friend up in New York, where she lives out in the Hamptons, went to her bank hearing that the banks may not reopen, that they were going to be closing for good and transitioning out of existence. Flipped a note to her bank manager when she did her withdrawal and asked, are the banks really closing? What do you say? And the manager responded in the positive, yes, we are closing. And so she set off a panic with a bunch of my people down here that hold currency. And then I wisely called an insider bank manager at BB&T Bank over on the western coast of Florida, and she very quickly called me back on her cell phone. And I kind of relayed the story to her, and she said, well, she said, no, she said, we're still, you know, operating at this point. She said, but we're merging with SunTrust and we're becoming a new bank. And she said, the banks will not be in the same form that you know them to be in, Vanessa, by the end of the year. She said, and I said, well, what about, you know, I hear debt forgiveness, that credit card debt and mortgage debt, et cetera. I've seen postings on the internet from the UK where one specific couple of people are reporting their friends saying, oh, my son's loan, school loans were forgiven. My Wells Fargo mortgage, I got a letter saying I don't have to pay it anymore. And so she said, well, yes, she goes, this is the Chinese year of Jubilee, which happens every 150 years. She said, so, yeah, she said, current mortgages that are current will probably be forgiven. So catch up on your payments because those are the ones that will be forgiven first. And she said, we will be in a different form as banks than what you know today. She said, but I said, so you're saying that the Jubilee, that means our RV is happening this year, correct? And I said, how much longer do we have to wait? And she said, well, probably within the 30 days. She said, I said, well, that falls kind of in alignment with the Saint Germain World Trust opening on Easter and closing on Christmas. She says, yep, that's right. She said, it is going to happen this year. And she said, I would warrant to say about 30 days. But I have heard and seen very strong evidence about the dismantling of the Fed. And I just want to support that other woman in saying there is knowledge out there from some pretty reliable sources saying that they're kind of being taken over gradually and that all countries want to kind of detach from them, all central banks, because they just it's just not going to – and as a result, the IRS may go away. I think if Trump suspends any kind of income tax or payroll tax, that might not come back. So just want to add a little support for that. And thank you both for keeping us up to date. I do listen to you primarily. There's only one other guru that I find has value. We can't all know everything there is to know in the world. That we have to recognize that. And everyone has a part to play. And I do have learned volumes from the two of you. And we have the utmost of respect. But I have a little disagreement with that Fed thing. I just think that at some point, the evil people running it, like she said, the Rothschilds and the elite families who created it. You've said it yourself, the Jekyll Island, the monster from Jekyll Island, that book where it was created.
The creature from Jekyll Island.
The creature from Jekyll Island, yes. Yeah, I kind of think that they're kind of being phased out because a lot of evil people are going away. And I think there's going to be a whole new world next year. So, and that's part of the RV, you know, whole new world. Yeah. Putting it all back together in a happier, more positive, and humanitarian kind of society. So thanks for that. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Okay. So let me tell you guys this so you understand. 5 years ago, 8 years ago, somewhere in there, I told you guys that once the RV happens, they're going to send out million-dollar checks or pay some people $1 million in their accounts because I know that was the plan to do that. And I know it's the plan because I told you I was able to give them a list of names of the people who I wanted to receive the $1 million. And I did the same thing with some of my people who were giving me information. So I let everybody got to create a list. Actually, I added them on my list. So I know they were going to do that, and it's been the plan. I know they were going to pay off some people's mortgages because they already started. I had a friend of mine here, it had to be 7-8 years ago, her second mortgage was paid off. We were getting calls from our people where they actually paid off their mortgages also at the time. It was all plans of things to happen after the RV happened. Not for everybody to get their mortgages, loans, and things paid off. For some people, based on something. So we told people, if you got a letter, you got a phone call from the bank saying, hey, this $1 million account is open for you, you need to do this or that. I mean, be careful of fraud always, because people know about this. But that was definitely the plan. Well, the RV hasn't happened yet. Now, that started happening a couple months before the RV was to be announced, when they started getting their paid off, and it stopped. Nobody has gotten it for years. Nobody's mortgage has been paid off. No loans have been paid off, anything, because it was based on the RV happening. Right now, the RV is not happening. Now, it could happen in the next 30 days because I told you what was required, and they're working towards that. But right now, it's not happening. It's not guaranteed. At no point, not any, do I know of, since the Federal Reserve is the driving force behind this RV, would they let themselves get wiped out all around the globe? I mean, I just can't comprehend that, period. When they have more money than any of us, they control more banks than any of us, they actually print the money at the Federal Reserve, that they're going to take themselves out of the situation? Now, the U.S. Treasury wants to go back on the gold standard, which we were supposed to 5 years ago, every year since. So it can be about more than just the fiat currency that the Federal Reserve controls. It can actually be about the gold that was supposed to be in Fort Knox that's supposedly not even there, but it gives them a little bit more power. It doesn't give them control. But we'll see how all that shakes out. Not up to us. Things could happen. Some mortgages are going to be paid off, but there's not being debt relief and people's mortgages and everything being set up, paid off under these programs that are being set up because of what the coronavirus is right now. You can look up all those programs yourself. They all have a payback. Now, there's a couple grants and things out there that states are doing loans, but nobody during this time is paying off your mortgage because of the coronavirus and what's going on in the economy. That's not happening. And any and every program that is offering money says you have to be current, and it only applies from this moment forward. Not people who are already in foreclosure, missing payments, anything else. It's not going back and making your payments. It's telling those people they can't put you out your house. They can't shut your business. They can't do any of that until the day after the virus is over and the economy's back. Business as usual, you're shut down. You're going to owe every single penny, in most cases, the day after that, especially businesses. In mortgages, it's telling people it's going to be put on the back end of your loan, and if you call the bank and discuss it with them, most of the people don't even know that, who are on the other end of the phone. You actually have to read it to them, give them the rule, and they have to go ask questions and come back, because I know people are already going through it because they're not being briefed on it. So a lot of people are putting out a lot of misinformation. And you need to do just that. Take the information, make the phone calls yourselves, ask the questions yourselves, but have the documents to back it up so you'll know what you're talking about. Because it creates a lot of doubt and can easily make a lot of people make the wrong decisions. Okay, what's next?
Wrap up.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Okay, guys. a lot of good stuff, though. I mean, we're getting there. It's happening. I mean, the oil part, we can basically just sit back and relax. It's now going to take care of itself. The minister, I mean, 10 days, either he does or he doesn't. By May the 9th, he's the last one we have to deal with. They dismantle the government. And I know they don't want to do that. They absolutely don't want to do that. They want to have a government. They want to put out a budget. They want to look like a solid country so they can prosper. And they're preparing to do that, if not in the month of April, in the month of May. They're trying to get that done. They're saying they want an emergency budget out if they can't put out the whole budget. Only reason they can't put out the whole budget is if the price of oil is in back or this new government doesn't agree and wants to go and change everything, which I think they want to get done. The U.S. now wants it done. They're agreeing to the government. They're going to agree to the budget. They're going to push forward. Let's get it done because the global economy needs it. Not Iraq's economy, the global economy. Because our economy is going to need it. So right now, everybody is agreeing, let's get it done. These are the steps we need to take to make it happen. All we need to do, sit back and wait. And if you can get more, get more. I'm telling you that. All right? So with that, I'm going to tell you what I always tell you. Tell you what I'm about to do. I'm about to enjoy the rest of my day. I'm about to listen to the news, see what's going on, talk to my contacts. Anything's happening, we'll surely let you know. But the biggest thing is, enjoy your day, guys. We're stuck. We're inside. Might as well be positive. And let's help some other people take advantage of this opportunity. Everybody's sitting at home. It's a great time to explain things to them, get them on board. Tell them, go online, get some currency while they're sitting at home. Go online to TravelX, one of the currency dealers. Make an investment in their future. And let's plan for everybody to enjoy the summer when this is over. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Great?
All right, ladies and gents, that's pretty much it for today's call. We'll return on Wednesday at sometime. I was going to say our regularly scheduled time, but anything subject to change. So Wednesday it is. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
God is able. that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Recording, press 1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.